Mike, today we're entering the exciting world of philately.
I cannot believe that you took this intro.
I know.
I'm proud of you, you know?
I'm going to do it again. Philately.
So, philately.
Philately.
Yeah, sure, that's it. Philately. Is that like, is this a discussion of famous Phils? Is this one of those like normative determinism kind of things? What's going on here?
It's a whole episode about Phil Schiller. Just kidding.
Oh, great. Your favorite.
No, that word, philately, mm-hmm. means the study of stamps and postal history.
Of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Why wouldn't it? I know that's not our personal cup of tea, but a lot of people are into this stuff. And I was just blown away by how interesting the story is about this particular stamp that we're going to talk about. But before we get to that, we need to talk some about how the post office used to send letters around.
In the 1910s, the U.S. Post Office began experimenting with carrying mail by air. To mark these trials, it issued the first ever stamp picturing an airplane, with a caption reading, "Aeroplane carrying mail." Can I just stop right here for a second? What is your feeling on the word aeroplane?
Spelled out A-E-R-O plane?
Yeah.
I like it. It's like...
Really?
It's fancy.
I don't like aeroplane. I really don't like it. It aeroplane to me sounds like something that like a toddler would say.
Maybe. I can see it both ways.
It is the British English, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. like adding E at like the end it. Of a bunch of words.
No, we put an E in the wrong place when it came to this one, I think.
Or like aeroplane shop, S-H-O-P-P-E, you know?
We don't do that, but that's fine.
A lot of stuff going mm-hmm. on over there. Everything's in metric. In May 1918, the first regular air service was opened with flights taking mail between Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City. Stamps for this service cost 24 cents, much more expensive than the standard 3 cents required for a regular stamp.
For this stamp, the post office had designer Marcus Baldwin create a patriotic-looking design featuring a Curtis Jenny JN-4HM, which we all know was the biplane that the post office had modified for hauling mail. Only 6 of these planes had been built, so there was a 1-in-6 chance that your air-delivered letter flew in the actual plane depicted on the stamp.
That's pretty cool. That's yeah. pretty cool. Yeah, I read about this. They took these planes and basically stripped them and so they could put more mail and fuel in them because the mail was heavy. The design work happened on a very tight deadline and printing was rushed. The two-color design meant that one color was rolled out and then the paper had to be reloaded for the second color of ink. This was a manual process and one that proved to be error-prone.
It is believed that at least 3 sheets of the 100 stamps were misprinted, with the blue plane upside down in relation to the red border, which had text that read, U.S. postage, 24 cents.
2 of these sheets were caught by the press and destroyed on site, but one 100 stamp sheet seems to have made it out the door. As soon as the stamps hit the market, word got out about these misprints, known as inverts, because the plane was upside down, it was inverted. The fact that these stamps were focused in just 3 markets that were served by these flights probably helped word get around. They're just in 3 cities.
A collector named William Roby was interested in the inverts, and on May 14th, 1918, just one day after stamps were released, he hit the jackpot. While his story changed over time, he initially reported that he went into a post office to purchase some of the new stamps, and the clerk, unaware of the misprint as he had never seen an airplane before, sold him a sheet of inverts.
That's a what? Just we blasted past that, but the person never seen an airplane before, so they didn't.
I gotta say that feels like an embellishment to this story.
Maybe, but
because
still,
why would the clerk be like, this is upside down? I can't sell you this, right? Like that. I don't think that would have happened.
Well, you're not. You weren't supposed to. I think they just so they destroyed the 2 other sheets, right? Because it was an error, uh-huh. and so I don't know. But yes, Roby's story changed over time. So yeah, maybe this was a little spice on top. Mm-hmm. Postal inspectors attempted to buy the inverted sheet back from Roby, as Roby had been going around to dealers and journalists talking about the purchase. He sold the sheet to a Philadelphia dealer named Eugene Klein for $15,000. That's, Mike, I hope you're sitting down, $312,000 in 2024.
It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Klein started the process of selling individual stamps at $175 a stamp, but within a week, he had sold the sheet of 42 stamps to Edward Green for $20,000.
That's an easy way to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Green kept some of the stamps for himself and put a regular Jenny stamp across from an inverted one in a locket for his wife. For some reason, his wife actually used another inverted stamp to mail a letter, and that's the only known example to have been used. The sheet was 20 grand.
Can you imagine the conversation at home?
No.
You know, it's like, honey, I use one of those stamps.
What?
I'd send a letter to my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This episode of Ungeniused is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, products, services, and even the content you create. Squarespace has everything you need, all in one place, all on your terms. Make the most of design intelligence from Squarespace. It combines two decades of industry-leading design expertise with cutting-edge AI technology to unlock your strongest creative potential. Design intelligence empowers anyone to build a beautiful, personalized website tailored to their unique needs, and craft a bespoke digital identity to use across one's entire online presence. And Squarespace payments are the easiest way to manage your payments in one place. Onboarding is fast and simple. Get started in just a few clicks and start receiving payments right away. Plus, give your customers more ways to pay by choosing from popular payment methods like Klarna, ACH Direct Debit, Apple Pay, Afterpay, and Clearpay, depending on where you're located. And you can collect payments easily with Squarespace invoicing, which means you can spend more time focusing on growing your business. Invoice clients and get paid for your services, turn leads into clients with proposals, estimates, and contracts, and simplify your workflow and manage your service business on one platform. I've been using Squarespace for years, and I love doing it because all of this stuff is designed to work together, and you can add things to your site over time, which is awesome. Head to squarespace.com and sign up for a free trial. Then when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ungenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain name. That's squarespace.com/ungenius. When you decide to sign up, you'll get 10% off your first purchase and show your support for this, your favorite podcast. Our thanks to Squarespace for their support of Ungenius and all of Relay.
A bunch of these inverted Jennies have led interesting lives in the years since their printing. For example, stamp number 18 was purchased by Benjamin Miller with 9 of its siblings. It was stolen in 1977 and recovered a few years later, with its top perforations trimmed away in an attempt to disguise it.
So you mentioned stamp number 18. It turns out that when they were in his possession, Klein had numbered the stamps with handwritten numbers in pencil on the back. And this stamp 18 that had been stolen, the number had been doctored to read as 9.
This was done to further distract from the stamp's origins. The stamp number 9 had never appeared on the market. It would be discovered years later that 9 was the one put into the locket that we mentioned earlier on.
Ah, the secret locket stamp.
Indeed.
Is that a romantic gift?
I mean, if it's worth $300,000, probably.
I guess so. The stolen stamp was the main attraction in the Smithsonian National Postal Museum's Rarity Revealed exhibition, which ran from 2007 to 2009. We sadly missed it.
I like that this exhibition was also pretty rare. It didn't last for very long.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty good.
This drove the value of the stamps even higher. And a few years after the Smithsonian's exhibit in 2014, another theft made the news.
Back in 1955, a block of 4 stamps, numbers 65, 66, 75, and 76, were stolen from collector Ethel McCoy. 2 were recovered by the FBI decades later, but the story resurfaced when Donald Sundman of the Mystic Stamp Company offered $100,000 in reward money, $50,000 for the 2 stamps that were still missing, to anyone who could bring them to their rightful owner. 2 years later, a British citizen claimed to have had the stamp, which was given to him by his grandfather. The FBI took the stamp to investigate the matter. That sounds like an international crime.
It gets spicy there. So, Mike, what are these things worth? I mean, we know they were a lot of money back then, but what are they worth now?
In 2007, one of these sold for just shy of $1 million, but they have only climbed from there. In 2019, a collection of 5 stamps, including an inverted Jenny, sold for $1.9 million. Then, in 2023, collector Charles Hack bought an inverted Jenny for $2 million.
Oh, what am I doing collecting old computers?
Hoping. I guess.
This PowerBook's upside down. It's worth more. Mm-hmm. Our thanks to our friend Jason Snell for sending this topic in.
Do you think Jason has one?
I mean,
that's why he sent
he's
me
been
in.
Sending on it. Come on, Jason. Let us know. You, of course, record Upgrade with Jason here on Relay.
I do indeed. Every Monday.
Yeah, Jason's the best. If you want to be cool like Jason and send in a weird topic on Wikipedia, there's a link in the show notes, or you can do it online at relay.fm/ungeniused. There's also links in the show notes about the inverted Jenny. And until next time we talk about stamps, Mike, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know when the next time is we're talking about stamps. It may be a while.
We'll see.